Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. A 38-year-old Milwaukee man was sentenced in Fond du Lac County Court Tuesday on a second-degree reckless homicide charge for a fentanyl toxicity death that occurred in Fond du Lac on January 5th of 2025. Judge Anthony Nails sentenced Don Oden to 9 years in prison and 6 years of extended supervision. District Attorney Eric Tony says, quote, parents are continuing to bury their children from the devastating impact of fentanyl in our communities. Today is a small measure of justice for a mother and her family, but we will continue to stand with all those families impacted by fentanyl to fight for justice and take dangerous drug dealers off our streets, unquote. The case was investigated by Fond du Lac Police and the Lake Winnebago Area Drug Unit. The 31-year-old Clintonville woman facing charges in connection with the disappearance of John Jake Morgan 6 years ago was bound over for trial during a preliminary hearing in Waupaca County Court on Tuesday. Desiree Osman is charged with first-degree reckless homicide and 4 other charges. According to the criminal complaint, investigators believe Morgan is dead, the victim of a heroin overdose. His body was never found. When interviewed on April 1st of 2020 about Morgan's disappearance, Osman told investigators on March 6th she and John smoked heroin that she purchased in Milwaukee. In a subsequent interview, she admitted to being the last person to see John alive. The 41-year-old Arkansas man accused of kidnapping a pregnant Beaver Dam teen reached a plea agreement with federal prosecutors Tuesday. According to court documents filed in the Arkansas Eastern District Federal Court, Gary Day pled guilty to enticement of a minor and production of child sexual abuse material. 4 other charges will be dismissed. The statutory penalty for the first charge is 10 years to life in prison and up to $250,000 in fines, and for the second, 15 to 30 years in prison and up to $250,000 in fines. He will also have to register as a sex offender. An Amber Alert was issued for the missing teen in February of last year. The two were found at a truck stop in Nebraska. The Winnebago County District Attorney says no criminal charges will be filed against the Oshkosh police officer who shot an armed man in the Fleet Farm parking lot. District Attorney Eric Spahr determined Officer Craig Johannes was legally justified in using deadly force during the May 10th confrontation with 85-year-old Robert Lapp. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected an attempt by a conservative activist to obtain guardianship records in an effort to find ineligible voters in the presidential battleground state. The case has been winding its way through the courts for years and stems from attempts by conservatives to overturn President Joe Biden's victory in Wisconsin over President Donald Trump in 2020. The Ripon Public Library will have a pair of events this weekend for kids. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
Children's librarian Linda DeKramer says Friday at 1 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club, animal life presenter Noelle Bizio brings her Zoozort live animal show. DeKramer says Noelle is equally good with wildlife and children,
which can be a lot to handle, but she does it. She manages it really well and figures out ways to keep them just contained enough so that they and the animals can be safe while also touching the animals.
Registration is required for that program, which you can do by calling the library. Their number is 920-748-6160. Then on Saturday from 10 to 11:30 a.m., the Library and Parks and Recreation Department will host a pop-in and play event at the Ripon Senior Activities Center at Murray Park.
It's a morning of fun and games designed to keep kids and families active, laughing, collaborating, competing, and learning new skills.
Registration is not required for the pop-in and play. Both programs are free. I'm Pop Nelson for Civic Media News.
Police say a suspect is in custody after a gunshot was fired at a Nina residence. Just after 4 a.m. Tuesday, officers were called to the 1400 block of Plains Avenue for a report of a disturbance. Before officers arrived, a single gunshot was fired from a handgun. Throughout the morning, officers were on the scene. Eventually, a suspect was taken into custody and transported to Theta Care Regional Medical Center in Nina for evaluation. Following medical clearance, the individual will be transported to the Winnebago County Jail. And Melody Ligle of Delafield became the first person ever to swim the full length of Lake Winnebago Tuesday, completing the 27.8-mile journey in just under 17 hours. The 59-year-old Ligle entered the water near the Fond du Lac Lighthouse at the southern tip of the lake at 4 a.m. and reached shore at Waverly Beach in Menasha around 9 p.m. Dozens gathered at Waverly Beach to mark her arrival, which came near sunset. Ligle maintained a pace of about 2 miles per hour throughout the day, with brief stops for food and hydration. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.